How would you describe the music that you play during these walks?
I've studied music from all over the world. I got to live overseas, and I spent time living in different Zen monasteries and studying the Zen Buddhist music of the monks in Japan that wrote beautiful musical meditations for the Japanese flute called the shakuhachi. And I studied that with two great masters many, many years ago when I was younger. And that seeped in and infused and influenced my own piano music. So, from Bach to Debussy to Chopin to Philip Glass, and then some, you know, Zen Buddhist Japanese music, kind of all, you know, all those ingredients blended together to create what is my, you know, I think my signature musical voice with mind travel.
So what brought about the creation of Mind Travel?
I created Mind Travel as a composer to really move people to purpose through music. And so we created several different kinds of experiences. And this summer we're touring the Mind Travel Silent Walk, Silent Hike. And we go from city to city and we pick incredible natural landscapes. In the Buffalo, Niagara area, we're going to be doing it on Goat Island. And so we'll have the whole audience meet, and we actually walk through the landscape with wireless headphones on, and I'll be curating music, original music of mine, and speaking and guiding the experience. So it becomes this musical, spoken word, poetry, immersive experience through nature.
What's something you'd say people don't necessarily expect coming in to a silent hike?
You know, Nick, we call it a silent hike because while they're listening to music, of course, the silence is about the external experience that from the outside, it's completely silent. Somebody observing us would hear nothing. There's no music they would hear. And also the participants, the audience, no one is speaking to each other during this walk. So it's incredibly powerful. And one thing that might strike even the participants is that you wouldn't think that by not speaking to a large group of people, you can feel so deeply connected with them. And by the end of this experience, which could be anywhere from 90 minutes to 2 hours, people feel like tremendous deep connection with each other. And they didn't even say a word to them. And that's what the music and this landscape can do for individuals. Such busy, digitally distracted lives. And I think that it's so important, and there's such huge benefit to being able to take some time and make the space from creativity to really healing and reducing stress. There's so many benefits to this type of experience. So I really look forward to sharing it with everybody.